Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focused on managing time, reaching goals, and keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So we're talking this week about retirement and getting prepared for that. And regardless of how old you are, it's never too early to start. And so we talked about retiring now. We talked a little bit about Tuesday about designing your retirement. And then we talked about the actual preparation. And yesterday we discussed revenue. Today I want to talk about preparing for the expense side of retirement. And really when you think about it, it all comes down to your monthly nut. And so the question you have to look at and you have to answer is do you know exactly what your monthly nut is? And right now at this moment, do you know how much it costs you to live your life? And if you're not there, I would suggest that you do a budget and figure out what that number is. What is it that you have to generate to pay for your lifestyle? And that's a very important number because over and above, you're able to save over and above that number. And with a little discipline, you may even be able to get that number down so that you can manage it better. And so that's the first step. You identify your monthly nut, and then you look at the debt that you're carrying. And maybe if you're able to reduce your monthly nut, maybe you can start to pay down some of that debt. So if you have credit card debt, that would be a great place to get started. The credit card could be tackled one of two ways. Either look at what your biggest interest is, the highest interest rate you're paying on any of your cards, and tackle that one first. Or look at where your lowest balance is if you feel like you'll get a better sense of accomplishment if you can knock one of them out of the way. But you want to start systematically just eating away at that debt. And then once you get to your credit card debt, then you can start to look at any student loans you still may have, college loans. Then from there to any automobile loans you might have. And then finally, once you get through all of that, now you can start to chunk away at your house. So whatever that mortgage is, if you have it, if you can reduce that monthly payment for yourself, all of a sudden you're doing it. And in the process of doing all this, the benefit is you're reducing your monthly nut. Your carry is lower. You get your lifestyle in line and you create more assets for yourself. Because once you've paid off that house, now you have something that you can draw on if you need to. You do this by just opening a home equity line of credit that would allow you to draw money against your house. And then when you have the wherewithal, you just pay it back. So that's a simple way to do things. The other benefit of having the house paid off is if you ever wanted to rent that house, now you have an asset that can generate income for you. So there's a lot of ways to make this equation work out for yourself. The point here is just to begin to control what you can. And certainly the expense side is one of those things. If you can gain control of your spending, live within your means, and give yourself a cushion so that you can plow away a certain percentage of what you make, then that's really going to help you do this. And it all begins by getting your arms around what your monthly nut is and then working from there. If you're not listening daily to the 90-Second Navigator, I just ask that you subscribe on Stitcher or on iTunes. It's always good to have a coach to keep you moving in the direction you want to go. And I just would love to be that person that helps you do that. So I ask that you just commit to joining me for a few minutes a day. It's a couple of minutes, it doesn't cost you anything, and it can really help you move forward in life. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We'll be discussing the issue of retirement and how it shouldn't create a lost sense of purpose for you. How do you stay relevant in retirement? That's where we're going. But for today, again, you want to prepare for retirement. You want to get control of your monthly nut, know what it is, start to work within your means, start to cut away at all those debts you have so that you're in a much better situation. And you begin to gain control over your own destiny.